From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. Congress will soon exit Washington, D.C. for the annual August recess. Chad Smith has more on the need for farmers and ranchers to engage with their elected officials during this time.
Each year, members of Congress take time during the month of August to return to their home districts and hear directly from constituents. Cody Lyon, Managing Director of Advocacy and Political Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the August recess is an important time in the political process.
August recess is a phrase used for congressional members to come back to the district or the state, spend time with their constituents, spend time interacting with different groups within their district, and kind of learn what is it those constituents want, what problems they're having, carry on a variety of different policy conversations so that they can address their big concerns.
He says it's very important for Farm Bureau members to take advantage of the face-to-face opportunity to interact with policymakers who will directly impact agriculture.
The face-to-face meeting of a constituent or farmer and rancher with their member of Congress is easily the most influential advocacy tactic anybody can do. And the reason is there's this interaction. There's the ability to ask a question, get an answer, have a follow-up, do something that you can show the member of Congress what's happening on a farm or ranch. And there's nothing like showing.
He talks about some of the key issues that farmers and ranchers need to engage on.
What we're asking our state farm bureaus and farm bureau members to do is, first, we know the election is coming up. Learning where your members of Congress and or other candidates stand on your key issues is vitally important. Second, farm bill continues to be a key issue. It's been a key issue for us going forward. And finally, tax reform. Several provisions in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act will expire next year. This period right now is for education and for members of Congress who may not have been around in 2017.
The House of Representatives is set to begin recess on August 2nd, with senators heading for their home states the following day. Both chambers will return after Labor Day. For tips on engaging elected officials, go to fb.org/advocacy. Chad Smith, Washington.
The Kansas Water Office webinar. More on that when Farm Weekend returns.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com. or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Kansas Department of Agriculture and the Kansas Water Office are inviting farmers, ranchers, and other agricultural stakeholders to participate in a special webinar regarding the state's efforts to develop a program for the Kansas Water Plan on August 13th from 9 to 10:30 a.m. The webinar will include key takeaways from the 6 regional meetings recently held across the state to understand water goals and priorities. For additional information, you can visit the Kansas Water Office webpage. Next, Insight with Glenn Brunkow.
Hey farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors, and if you find yourself in a crisis, remember there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
Now, Insight with Glenn Brunkow.
Endorsements by Kansas Farm Bureau's Vote FBF are out, and they're based off of candidates' understanding of agriculture and KFB policy, along with recommendations from members across the state who know the candidates best. In most cases, candidates have been active in either attending County Farm Bureau events or at least reaching out and communicating with the farm bureaus in their district. If you look at the list, you will also notice both Republicans and Democrats are endorsed. We work with legislators from both sides of the aisle. I encourage everyone to look at the list of endorsements at www.kfb.org/voteFBF. I also encourage all of you to exercise your right and vote in the upcoming primary and general elections. Our great nation depends on participation from all citizens in the process of selecting our government. I would hope you also take an interest in the local races. Often those decisions have just as much, or in some cases, more sway over your everyday lives. The bottom line is, casting a ballot is not something we should take for granted. There are many places in the world that do not have that ability.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.